Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Five sleeps till Santa. So what is everybody's Christmas plans, Mo? What are you doing?
I will be with my family for actual Christmas, and then I'm taking off that night to go to Thailand.
You're leaving Christmas Day to go to Thailand?
Christmas Day.
That's exciting.
I actually like traveling on Christmas Day. So much easier.
That we were talking about that, because, yeah, obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas, massive days for travel, but probably really not a lot of people choose Christmas Day. So you're going to go to Colorado to see fam and then fly out from there and
we're meeting in New York. So we're all flying to New York. They're going to actually come to my side of the country.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then we're going to take off from there.
Sweet. What about you, Abby?
Really nothing exciting. I'm staying here for a couple of days and see friends and do like some holiday party stuff. And then I'm taking off to my parents' house in Florida. We're going to spend Christmas just the three of us. It's the first year without my brother because he's spending it with his girlfriend, his lady. I know, it's weird. I'm like, what are we going to do?
This is a total first, right?
This is a first. So it's not like, oh, like he shouldn't be going down there, but it's like, oh, this is the first time we will ever be apart on Christmas. Like, that's kind of different and weird, but we're going to see him a couple of days later in Tampa where he lives. And then I'm just coming back up. Really nothing crazy.
What about you, Cass?
We are headed to Louisiana. We're going to spend it with my parents. My mom is at MD Anderson in Houston right now getting some scans and treatment done. So we're going in so we can prep the house and decorate and do Christmas dinner. So when she gets back on Christmas Eve, she can kind of just enjoy a family Christmas all together.
I love that so much. Ours is going to be the same per usual. We stay here for Santa to come visit Jimmy. And then the day after Christmas, we're going to go to Kentucky and hang out with family. And then my man is going to be celebrating a milestone birthday on the 28th. And so I have, I don't want to say he pushed back a lot, but he did push back because he wanted to keep it low key. But the fact that we were going to be in Kentucky and our friends and family are all there, I was like, let's get everybody together at a brewery. And so about 20 people are all going to show up and we're going to hang out at a brewery and wish him a happy birthday. Because, you know, the big 5-0 only rolls around once.
Unless he's a vampire or something.
That would be kind of neat. Uh-huh. All right. So, Abby.
Yes?
I'm going to test your Swifty knowledge, my friend.
Okay.
All right. So, I have the Yahoo end of year stats. Okay. All right. And I have some Taylor Swift end of year Yahoo stats for you. Now, she was the most popular celebrity search in all 50 states.
Typical.
Right? Yep. But I'm wondering if you know the one state where she was the most popular.
The most popular?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like it's maybe got to be like a population thing. Like maybe.
It is not.
It's not?
No. You don't think population. It's not a population thing. When you get it, it's going to make so much sense. Mm. The number one state that Googled Taylor Swift.
I'm going to say, not New York.
Mm-mm.
Maybe Tennessee because of Nashville.
Think of who she's attached to now.
Oh, Kansas.
Yes!
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
So Kansas was by far the number one state that was searched on Yahoo for Taylor Swift.
That makes sense, too. Like, what do you got to do for fun in Kansas? You just Google things. Just look up photos of T-Swift.
All right, so the Taylor Swift interest. Any idea what month it peaked? There was one month that it peaked. And again, you have to correlate with who she's attached to.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, like, she released an album in April, so that would make a ton of sense. So, okay, not April. Is this the Super Bowl's in January or February?
Don't tell her.
February?
Yeah!
Okay, that's it!
Hey, almost came out.
So, yeah, interest in her peaked in February right around the Super Bowl with more than 100 million views and 5,000 articles about her.
Dance. Typical. Mm-hmm. Of course it has to do with a man.
Okay, now, as far as the searches go, She, this is crazy. There were more Yahoo searches for her than the next how many music artists. Like, you had to combine how many music artists to even get to how many searches there were for her.
Can we do like a Price is Right thing? Like, if I get close?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're talking about the artists, some of the artists that they had, Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Ariana Grande, Beyonce. So those are a few of the names.
Okay.
So
I feel like there can't be more than like 20 A-list acts. More than 20?
Higher.
What?
30.
Higher.
35.
You're almost there.
36?
Yes! Dude, in 2024, there were more Yahoo searches for Swift than for the next 36 music artists combined.
That's insane.
That is insane.
I can't even wrap my mind around that kind of fame.
Yep, either. I know.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Wicked star Ethan Slater's ex-wife Lily J has broken her silence on the alleged scandalous relationship between her ex-husband and Ariana Grande.
She's giving us Christmas tea.
She is giving us Christmas tea. She said she wanted to go into the holiday swinging. So if you missed this drama last year,
was it last year?
This was in 2023. This was summer of 2023. So I guess while they were finishing filming Wicked, Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande announced that they were in a relationship in July. What's crazy about this is that in June, we still assumed that everybody was still with their respective partners. Ariana Grande was married. Ethan Slater was married. So in June, Ethan Slater's wife posted this like really lovely Facebook post about like his birthday. His birthday's like June 1st or something. And she's like, happy birthday to my beloved. You are the best thing ever, blah, blah, blah. And a month prior to that, in May, Ariana Grande celebrated 2 years of marriage with her husband. And she even posted about it on social media. So as far as June goes, we all think that everything's fine.
They're presenting it that way at least.
Yes.
Like most.
And Ethan Slater's wife is not a public figure. She's a perinatal psychologist or psychiatrist. So she's a private person. So she has no reason to post about things unless she genuinely wants the people closest to her in her life to know that, you know, they're celebrating his birthday together. So when July, I think, 20th rolls around, Page Six or somebody announces that Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande are in a relationship. And I remember when I saw this news, I was like, this got to be fake. Like, the guy who played SpongeBob swiped Ariana Grande from her very rich realtor boyfriend. What? And it turns out that they're together. They have been spotted together out and about during this entire press junket for Wicked. And everyone has just felt so much empathy for Ethan Slater's wife because I'm pretty sure they were like high school sweethearts. They had just had a baby when all of this went down. The baby was 2 months old when the wife flew out to England to be with Ethan while he was filming Wicked. And then for you to have this very public, alleged cheating scandal, I can't even imagine how that would rock you to your core as a person who is private. Like, this isn't a celebrity who could maybe expect for these headlines to happen. This woman went from being a psychologist to front page news overnight.
And as a psychologist, nonetheless, if I was in that situation, I would be like, there's no way this happened overnight. Like, I know, like, while I was pregnant, you guys were building this relationship. You know, while I was giving birth and after we had the baby, you all were building this relationship. Like, when you give out the dates, there's no way that within a month, maybe weeks, all of a sudden this love has formed and now you're going to split from your significant others.
And I'm sure it plagues her mind very differently at being a psychologist. Like, just the way that she thinks and interprets it all, you probably are more hurt by the things you imagine and don't even know than you are by the things you do.
100%. And I'm pretty sure, like, the way Ariana Grande has justified this entire thing is saying, well, it didn't, you know, we were separated or whatever. But, like, why would you guys be so public on social media about, like, your anniversary in May? And for Lily J, Ethan Slater's wife, to post about it on Facebook, like a private Facebook, like, if you guys were having trouble and being separated, like, the math is just not mathing. So she posted this article to thecut.com, and she said that if I'm not going to be a private person anymore. Like, I might as well, like, get my side of the story out here. So she says, I confidently moved to another country with my 2-month-old baby and my husband to support his career. Consumed by the magic and mundanity of motherhood, I didn't understand the growing distance between us. She admitted there were days when she couldn't escape the promotion of a movie associated with the saddest days of my life. Lily also said that she'll be rocking her son to sleep for countless hours and try and accept the sudden public downfall of her marriage. No one gets married thinking they'll get divorced in the same way we don't board a plane expecting it to crash. I really never thought I would get divorced, especially not just after giving birth to my first child, and especially not in the shadow of my husband's new relationship with a celebrity. This thing is an absolute gut punch. It is so clear that despite the narrative that the celebrities in this instance have tried to paint, that she was blindsided by this. Like, I read it and I thought, oh, she is on our wavelength where we're like, there's no way that it took a month for them to decide to get in a relationship and leave their spouses.
I feel her in this situation because it's so difficult to, like, just stay solid and stay private into yourself when everybody else is being messy and talking about you. At some point, it's like, okay, I might as well get messy and talk about myself as well, since everybody else talking about it.
It is crazy, like you said, to do this right before the holidays, before I'm sure you're going to be forced to see your family. Ooh.
No, that there is some PR calculation there, but I mean, I'm not mad at. But big news will typically drop right before a major holiday when they know there's going to be gatherings, because that'll end up being some, you know, some topic of conversation.
Sure. Okay. All right, well, Lizzo is speaking out for the first time since a judge dropped her from her sexual harassment law. Sue, we're going to get into the details on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When did your spouse accidentally insult you? I think accidental is the most important word here. I think it would be really depressing to take stories of people who were purposefully insulted by their spouses.
Those are the ones I want to hear.
All right. Well, if you got both of them, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. Because one of our own was accidentally insulted by her spouse.
My husband and I attended like a German Christmas market this past weekend, and we specifically went to this one because there was a sandwich that he wanted to try, which I know it sounds weird, but it's like, I don't know, raclette cheese, pickles.
It's the one where like they take the cheese and they kind of burn the edge, yes, and then they scrape it off, and then it's just like this melty fondue. Oh my God.
On almost like a half loaf of a baguette or something. Like, it looks delicious, right? And it's messy as all hell. So he's showing me a video of like an influencer eating it, and I'm like, I'm enthralled by this woman because she's eating it and nothing is dripping. She just takes a bite and swallows it. And I'm like, wow. In awe, which I know this sounds weird, but
a little bit.
I thought it was me.
Let me explain. I am the messiest eater on the planet. Uh-huh. And it's not for lack of trying. It doesn't matter if I eat fast or slow. If I take my time and make sure everything's on the fork. Even now, my sweater has stuff on the front. Like, I've got big tatas as well, so stuff always hits. If anything falls, it's splash right front and center, and you can't miss it. I can't wear white without getting coffee on it. It does not matter what precautions that I take, I will spill on myself. And it's been really frustrating for me. Is it a big deal in my life? No. But it's annoying. It's one of those things all the time that consistently happens to the point where if I go to like nice parties or something, I won't eat because I know it's going to end up on myself. And I watch people who are able to eat things like messy sandwiches, or salads are the freaking worst. I can never get it on my like fork or crudité and not spill. And I'm like, how? So I'm watching her eat this sandwich and I'm like, oh my God, the way she ate that was so graceful and classy. And Chad's just looking at me weird, like all of you were. And I explained it to him, like I've never talked to him about it. I can't eat like that. And he goes, oh, I just thought that was your thing.
That was your thing.
Wait,
your
thing. Being messy?
Yeah, I was like, what? And he goes like, you know, just going in for it. And like, sometimes it seems like you're trying to get it everywhere. And I was like, sir, I'm not. I'm actually trying to do the opposite. I don't know why I can't master this very simple basic skill that 5-year-olds have a grasp on.
Oh, and he was sitting back just being like, oh, look at my woman just enjoying life and just
going for it.
My little food Picasso.
But what really offended me was like, it's that it was my thing. You know what I mean? Like, as if it had been a habit for the past 17 years that he's noticed. And now I'm replaying every meal, every interaction. I'm like, was I just like in front of him? Now I do like, I will get the like chocolate milk mustache or whatever, like most people. I'm just messy and I don't know how to fix it. And he said that and I was just like, damn, bro, you couldn't have given me a heads up if you noticed it. Everyone noticed it. And now I'm really in my head about it. And so I didn't speak to him for the rest of the night.
Need a little space. Jessica, welcome to The Burt Show. How did your spouse accidentally or not accidentally insult you?
Well, about a year ago, I started working out because I wanted to lose up like maybe 40 something pounds. And it's been a year. It will be a year tomorrow. And I already lost like almost 60 pounds, right?
Wow.
Awesome, right? So I was talking to him about it. And I told him, I never tell him how much I weigh because that's not his business. But I told him, like, hey, I just weighed myself and I got down to this. It's like, he was like, but you're not done, right? And I say, what?
No.
And I say, well, you have a lot to go.
No.
Say, what are you talking about? He said, you're kind of chunky. And I say, like, and he even offered me, like, if you want to give me, I can pay you for your taxes or jury if you want to. It's like, I was so happy. And he just kind of, and now all I can think of is a greasy pizza to eat it just right now, but I'm not going to do it. It's just like, can you shut up? Like, he just vomits stuff within 30 seconds. It's like, and he was like talking to you, coming like, I was like, just talking about the weather. I don't know. It's like,
all right,
that's not nice.
No, it is not. And that was a very inappropriate thing to say, especially all the hard work, because that's a tremendous feat that you have accomplished. So we're all going to go around the room and we are going to compliment you on your accomplishment because I don't want his, and I don't think it was a nasty comment. I think it was a misguided, stupid comment.
So many other things to say.
Yes. So many other things. I'm going to kick it off. Jessica, your determination and your perseverance, the fact that you went an entire year and you stayed true to your mission and you not only lost the weight you wanted to, but also some extra girl, congratulations. That is a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Jessica, 60 pounds is half a person. That is not easy to do. And if you do want to keep going, it's up to you. But I know a quick way you can lose 200 pounds, just dump your husband.
Jessica.
Believe me, that was the first thing I crossed my mind.
It takes a lot of consistency and determination to pull off what you did. And I think that you should be applauded for that. And you should be very proud of yourself. Congratulations.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a call from someone. Who is it? Oh, it's Bella Hadid. She just called me to tell you how cute and curvy and skinty you look.
Jessica, I mean, huge accomplishment, babe. And so I know it's easier said than done because that's your spouse and you love them and you want them to obviously say nice things. But just remember, girl, you did that. You did that.
Seriously, that is so freaking hard to do.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Yay, Jessica!
Love you, babe.
Jessica.
The Burt Show.
It is our final Santa Scared Straight of the year. And this time, Santa's got a twofer. We got 8-year-old twins.
Ooh. Oh, double trouble.
Yes, double trouble indeed. So some of the things that have put them firmly on the naughty list, and we got, I mean, again, we got 5 sleeps till Santa's here, so we are, like, working in overtime. They snuck outside to play when their mom strictly told them they couldn't.
Uh-huh.
That is not good. They got in trouble twice for wrestling on the school bus. One more time, and they'll be banned.
Banned from the bus?
Banned from the bus. And any parent knows, like, if your kid got banned from the bus and then you are now responsible for having to cart their butts to and from school, that's not going to go over well. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Uh-huh.
They won't stop saying ding-a-ling.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. I mean, it does have a little ring to it.
It does.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. It's Christmas time in the city. They're just singing.
You're not helping.
Maybe Santa's going to call you next.
He should.
And they have a 19-year-old sister who will babysit, and when she's in charge, they do not listen to her, which is a big issue. So Santa had to call up our 8-year-old twins, Noah and Hunter, and try to set them straight before Christmas and get them over on the nice list.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa calling for Noah and Hunter. Are they in?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Noah and Hunter, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. Well, you know, Christmas is almost here. Are you boys excited?
Yes.
I bet. Now, one thing you won't be excited to learn is that you're in danger.
Wait, what?
You're in danger of landing on the naughty list. But I think we can get this all worked out. Nothing to worry about. I just need to go over a few things with you two.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Yaya, your big sister, Haley. What do you often tell her when she tries to tell you to do something?
I do it.
Ho, 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 ho. You wish. Fill in the blank. We might do this a couple of times on this call. You normally say, because I have Santa vision and I have tape rolling all the time, and I can look back and I see you guys saying, "You're not the blank of me." Fill in the blank.
Boss.
Yes. And then you say, "Only blank is the boss of me."
Mommy.
Right. Well, let me tell you, at 19 years old, your sister Yaya is an adult. And when mommy's not around, she's in charge, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's talk about recently when Yaya was asleep and mommy wasn't at home. What did mommy tell you guys not to do?
Not go outside.
Correct. And then what did you do?
Went outside.
Yeah, you did. And then when mom called and asked about it, what did you do?
Told her the truth.
Did you at first?
No.
What did you do at first?
We...
Just say it. We blank.
We lied?
Yes.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
Santa sees everything. And what else saw you?
Oh, the camera in the front door.
Did you guys forget about the blink doorbell camera?
Yeah.
Oh, technology will get you every time. All right, so when mom tells you not to go outside, you guys listen, okay?
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about the school bus. What's happening there? Because I think you're very close to getting banned from the bus. Why is that?
Because it was making a lot of noise.
Were you wrestling?
No.
You sure about that?
One person tried to wrestle me, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. The way I'm seeing it, it looks like you were wrestling each other, crawling under seats.
I wasn't crawling under seats.
Under seats.
I did.
All right, well, no more of that, okay?
Okay.
Now, what's this that you guys are doing when you juke each other?
It means, like, we run back and forth, and someone goes the other way, and you go the opposite way of them, and you run.
Oh, like on the football field, when you try and juke somebody out. All right, between the two of you, who's the better juker?
Me.
Oh, 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 oh. I bet Santa could juke both of you. You want to try me?
Yeah.
I bet you guys would fall face first down in the snow. Me and the elves, we play a little ball up here. You know what they call me? They call me the Red Flash.
Red Flash?
I'll juke those little elves out of their elf shoes. All right, well, a little juking here and there won't hurt anyone, but just make sure you're doing it at the right time in the right place.
Okay.
Let's talk about a word that you guys seem to use a lot.
What word?
Let's pretend I'm your mom. And I say, "Do y'all want hot dogs?" What would you say?
Yes.
Oh, really? You said, "We don't want a blank."
We don't want a glizzy?
Nope. I guess you could say it. We don't want a blank, blank, blank.
Oh, we don't want a ding-a-ling.
What do you know about a ding-a-ling?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's not very becoming of a young 8-year-old boy. So I want you to reel back and stop saying that, okay?
Okay.
And, Hunter, does your mom eat a lot of snacks?
Kind of.
What did you tell your mommy she was going to be?
Big back.
A big back. Wow. I don't think that was very nice to mommy. You may have hurt her feelings.
Okay.
All right. And Noah.
Yeah?
I know you're the resident roaster.
Yeah.
And sometimes you roast your brother Hunter. What did you say about his forehead?
It was big.
What did you say it looked like?
Booty.
A booty? That's not nice. No. Hunter, you didn't like that, did you?
No.
You know, there's one elf here at the North Pole. His forehead is so big, we like to show movies on it.
I don't know if Santa's helping the cause.
Just kidding. All right, well, try not to turn the roasting on high heat from here now to Christmas, okay?
Okay.
If you boys can do what I said between now and Christmas, I think you boys are going to be all right, okay?
Okay.
Well, I've got to go. I've got to get back to the toy shop and check in on the elves.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Big back.
Big back was funny.
That was sent me.
I'm not going home.
I was not prepared for that.
That was hilarious.
All right. Well, hopefully Santa got through to Noah and Hunter, and they're going to have a good Christmas.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I came across this and did not know that this was a thing. And maybe I'm in the minority, or maybe we're about to shed some light. And this message is specifically for our women listeners, our lady listeners, okay? Do you know about FFE?
FFE?
FFE.
Is that like... I'm trying to think. It sounds like a like UFC or something. Like, is it like Fight Club for women?
FFE.
Freaky Friday edition.
FFE, the female friendship effect.
Mm.
I did not know about this. So I came across Dr. Amy Shaw. She's an actual doctor on Instagram. And she had this post, and she's sitting there on her computer typing, and the caption that pops up over top of her in the video, right? It says, when your 48-year-old patient knows about the FFE, female friendship effect. So she started to schedule at least one nature walk with a positive friend each week.
Aww. Mm.
FFE is the magical cortisol effect that happens when oxytocin is released in the presence of female friendships. She knows it can boost mental health, boost immune system, and longevity, a true magic pill. And I was like, what is this? And how have I never heard of it? So then I actually read the caption and she goes, why do I share this? Because women often don't get enough support, guidance, education, research. But with some of this health literacy, we can actually recognize and live out our gifts. I strongly believe in the power of female friendships for health and longevity, both in the immediate setting and in the long-term setting. And I was like, so I immediately Googled female friendship effect, and sure enough, there are studies done, and from the National Institutes of Health, it says, in summary, friendships with other women can increase levels of social support, hope, and self-esteem, and these individual resources seem to be directly related to women's empowerment.
That's so cool, because, I mean, as somebody who, like, I work out a lot, and I like to consider myself someone who's very health conscious, admittedly, I, as an introvert, will sometimes go weeks without seeing people, because I'm like, oh, I'd rather just stay in, rather not do anything. But if you start to see your female friendship interactions as like something that's beneficial for your health too, like that's going to get me out of the house every time.
And so that's why, like, when I saw this and especially this time of year, because we do get so busy and bogged down, not only with the day to day, but with everything going on with the holidays, et cetera. So I thought, like, going into the new year, everybody can be, you know, women can be more conscious about spending time one-on-one time with positive female friends, because it is literally beneficial for your health. So there's like a laundry list. And this was like the overview. So female friendships can have many positive effects on mental and physical health. Increased well-being. Social interactions with women can increase serotonin levels, which can improve overall well-being. Reduce stress. Sharing burdens with friends can help reduce stress levels. Mm. Improve self-esteem. Feeling valued and appreciated by friends can boost self-esteem and confidence. Increased resilience. Supportive friendships can help people overcome challenges and bounce back from setbacks. A sense of belonging. Female friendships can create a sense of community and belonging that can reduce feelings of loneliness and isolation. Increased optimism. Choosing friends wisely can help people become more optimistic. Increased empowerment. Women with higher levels of support, social support, hope, and self-esteem may perceive themselves as having greater power. And then increased survival rates. Women, I'm not kidding you.
I was about to say, like, does this thing like cure cancer or something?
Well,
what?
Women with strong friendships have higher survival rates from breast cancer than those in social isolation.
Wow.
So there is no denying that positive, you know, obviously that you can have, there are those frenemies and toxic friendships. We're obviously not talking about those, mm-hmm. but positive female friendships can have a positive effect on your actual health.
I think on the flip side too, it also explains why it's so devastating when women are isolated or like kicked out of a friend group. Like if you've ever had like a friend group falling out, it is like the most, it is worse than a breakup in my opinion.
This explains all of it.
It explains your, how it affects your health and how it can be so detrimental, not just to like, oh, I'm sad, like I miss my friends, but also like your health is literally deteriorating when you're isolated from your friend group. So it's a huge piece of the puzzle if you've been feeling off.
So this PSA is twofold, right? Like I believe guys need to have guys night, and I believe women need to have girls night, right? Mm-hmm. So for the women out there, I want you to make this a priority in the new year where, and again, it doesn't have to be something like full, like a weekend trip, even though those are really nice and I do that once a year. But like a nature walk with a friend. Like I would love just go pick up a friend and do like run to Target together and do like an errand run. I think that could be beneficial. So make sure you make your girlfriends a priority in 2025 because it's good for them. It's good for you. And then also for the, you know, men listening, she needs the girls' night. It's going to be beneficial for her health. She's going to be happier. She's going to be better. She's going to be more fun to live with.
Hey, enjoy your alone time.
I just thought that was so cool. I literally had no idea that that was even a freaking thing.
The Burt Show.
She's 26. She's never been kissed, but she refuses to go into 2025 with that status. She wants to change it for New Year's Eve. Before we talk to Stephanie, Abby, how old were you when you got your first kiss?
I was way too old. It was really embarrassing.
Last week?
Actually, do you guys want to guess?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's save you for last. Okay. All right?
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassingly old.
Okay. All right. So I was 15. And I remember who it was with, and it was so awkward. And my friend Michelle was dating a guy named Mike, and we were over at his house, and they were trying to get me to kiss his best friend, and they literally had to push us together in order to make us kiss. And that was my first kiss.
I had to be pushed together too, but now I'm embarrassed because I was a lot younger. I want to say I was like 12.
Ooh, you were feisty.
It wasn't me. It was her.
All right, we got 15, we got 12, because I was a sophomore in high school.
I'm trying to, I think mine was 16. If I can't remember, which is sad. It was either 12 or 16. I remember dating a guy in like junior high, and I was pretty young for the grade I was in, and I didn't know his name, but we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I think he was my first kiss, but I'm going to go with 16.
All right, Abby. Now we have to guess. So I take it it's older than...
It's older than everyone.
Okay.
Wow.
18.
No.
23.
Okay, no.
19.
Yes, I was 19.
Were
and
you?
Red wine had to push me to do it.
No
so
way.
I didn't get shown like romantic attention in high school. And so I like showed up to college being like, what do I do? And then I was still pretty ugly freshman year of college. And then sophomore year, I went through like this renaissance where I was like cool and fun. And I just saw this dude at a frat party and I was like, it is time.
Get it done.
It is time. He's ugly now, but he was so hot. This was one of the hottest guys I've ever seen in my life. Shout out to me, sophomore year. You really did that.
So did you just walk up to him and just plant it on him?
No. It was actually, it was a really embarrassing story because I got super drunk. I think it was like broad daylight at like a dager. I was at
a daydream.
No, it wasn't a daydream. I think it was kind of early. It was like 9 p.m. So I really shouldn't have been that drunk for 9 p.m. And I remember like we kind of had like this enemies to lovers banter going on because I just flirt by roasting. So I remember just being really mean to him. And then he, of course, decided to just dive in for the kiss. And literally, this is what I did. I was so drunk that I felt like I'm an oversharer. So I immediately go, I've never done this before. and then we just kind of stared at each other. And then I was like, okay. And then we just did it.
So you actually confessed that you had never...
I got nervous. I was like... Anyway, that was the start of my hoe era.
We all need to have one. Mm-hmm. All right, Stephanie, you are 26 and have never been kissed, but you want that all to change come New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying it out loud, honestly.
It's okay, girl.
On the radio.
We just all talked about ours. You're totally fine. You're in a womb of comfort. Go for it.
Yeah, that kind of made me feel better.
She's like, that girl sounded like such a loser. I'm glad we're in this together.
I'm not going to be so bad.
Yeah, you got that. You're all good. You're in good company, Stephanie. Go for it.
I mean, I'm 26, so, you know, it's a little bit different. But, of course, you know, this isn't something I go around just telling people. But, you know, here I am saying it anyway. And I don't know, something's got to change. And something will change is what I've decided by New Year's Eve.
All right. So, Steph, just let's get like a little bit of history here. How is it you are now 26 and have yet to be kissed?
Well, I mean, I didn't plan to go through life like this. Yeah. It was just like in high school, I really didn't date. I was really, really focused on school and honestly, just kind of like a little terrified to put myself out there. I wasn't like super popular or anything. And I don't know, I feel like I've always been just kind of like awkward in social situations. So, you know, it wasn't a surprise to anyone that I didn't have a boyfriend in high school. But then I went to an all girls college, so there wasn't really a lot of opportunity there.
Gotcha.
And even when I did meet guys through like, you know, friends or events or whatever, I don't know. I just always found a reason to talk myself out of it. I don't know if you can relate to that, but just like, oh, he's not my type or like he's too nice or like, you know, I don't know. He's not the one.
Yeah.
Which now seems kind of silly.
I kind of get that. Like if you wait so long, you don't want it to just be like some random dude you meet in a bar. Although now I'm getting the sense that maybe that has changed for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, I think like deep down I was just really scared and I don't know, just like being rejected or like messing it up or I don't know, just scared of the unknown, I guess.
Yeah, we just got to rip this Band-Aid.
That's what you have to do. So my little in college was kind of in a similar situation, actually the exact same situation as you. So she was 21 and I remember we had gone out to a bar for New Year's Eve right after I just graduated from college and she had never kissed a guy. And I was like, you just got to do it. You just got to rip the Band-Aid off and then you're going to see it's just not that big of a deal. And I remember I like shoved her into a man at midnight and now she is thriving. So I feel like, Stephanie, this is going to be the start of a new era for you. 2025 is your year, girl.
Ho era.
Ho era, Stephanie.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho. It's the season.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so Stephanie, so you right now, and you're in your head, you're like, come New Year's Eve, you're gonna plant one on somebody.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And I don't know how or where or like with who or whatever, but it just has to happen. Like midnight, the ball drops, you know, boom. I'm like, I have to cross this off my list. It's taking up too much space in my mind.
All right. Well, you have our complete support. I don't think you're making a mistake by any means by wanting to do it. I think this has now become like a major roadblock in your head that you just literally have to put the foot to the gas and just barrel through it.
Don't overthink it at all. Just jump, go for it. Just leap.
Sure, but like the problem is like how do I make this happen? Like I you know, I'm not dating anyone, obviously. Like I don't really even flirt with people. Like I don't know. Like, I feel so weird putting myself out there. Like, how do you go from, like, zero to a New Year's kiss? Like, I don't have much time left, you know? I've been replaying it in my head.
I will say New Year's Eve is one of those one of those times I don't really like to go out as a single female because dudes do kind of... Hello? Hello?
There's a man That's, calling.
Oh, is that a man? Yeah, it is.
Man calling. Wanted to kiss you right now. I will say, I don't really like going out on New Year's Eve as a single female because it does kind of feel like guys are vultures that night because they don't want to be the guy that doesn't get a kiss at midnight. Like, for them, I feel like it's a pride thing. So this is about to be the easiest, like, task for you. All you have to do is start planting the seeds kind of early in the night. Just start talking with a dude. He's going to be thrilled that he has a woman in front of him at midnight. Wherever you are, like
oh my gosh. I hope so.
Wherever you are, just like I said, do your recon, figure out who's single, and then get enough liquid courage. You know, you have the right amount of liquid courage because you don't want to be barfing in somebody's mouth. That's we want this to be a pleasant experience.
Keep a mint on you.
Can't
hurt.
Yeah, you don't want a baby bird at first time around.
Yeah.
No. We're going to managing expectations is huge. Mm-hmm. There needs to be no fireworks. It doesn't have to be the greatest kiss known to man. We just need a kiss, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You got this.
Don't try
you got
no tricks.
No tricks, yeah.
Stick to the standard.
Uh-huh. You ain't, don't, just let your tongue lay there. Let him do whatever he needs to do. All right? You got this.
Okay. This is like the encouragement I think I needed, so.
Ho, 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 ho,
It's just a kiss.
All right, Stephanie, we're in your corner, babe. You got this, and we definitely want to hear from you after the new year and hear how it went, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, The Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.